I'm standing behind, I should say, on the other side of a detention center here now, set up in King George Square, and I've got some of the fantastic musicians who are locked in and locked down. They'll be here overnight. Everybody's here for 12 hours. I'll just put the mic through and see. This is a bit of a difficult way of interviewing. It's through the detention center, and we're getting a real feel of what it's like to have people behind bars. Can you tell me who you are and why you're here today?
Yeah, my name's Gabriel. I'm here to play with Peshvak, my friends, my Persian friends, my dear friends, and this is Sia.
Yes, we are part of Peshvak, as you said, and I'm part of Kadir as well. There is a group called Kadir, and we do poetry from Persian poets of 13th century. And the name is Hafez and Rumi. And yes, we're performing 3 o'clock. The opportunity, I just want to thank Lindsay Pollack and all the people involved, because this is great, and I really can't put it in words. How grateful I am to you people as Australians, because you've got different culture and everything is different, but we are common in one thing, which is justice. You know.
For your listeners, I'd like to paint a bit of a picture of this microphone poking through the wires of the cage here. We're all inside a cage, and we're actually peering out between pieces of paper and card. There have been thousands and thousands of cards which people are making and passing over the fence, in butterflies and birds and all sorts of pictures with very heartfelt messages to people, children in detention centres, because one of the points of this, I think you probably heard it already, I think a lot of people know people in detention centres are most usually called by numbers in many of the places, and it's most important that a child hears its own name with love, and these cards are coming with love from people from all over Queensland, at least I know, maybe other places, and with all the blessings and hopes of all the musicians here to bring some hope and courage and beautiful things for these children to talk about.
And we can feel how people in detention, they feel, because I come from different background, and I came here as a refugee, and I just feel the way they are feeling right now. We together can change a lot of things. We are the power.